You're listening to the audio production of The House at Saltwater Point by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
For My Darling Elijah, Cutest Baby in the World. Chapter 1. Neutral paint colors allow the prospective buyer to imagine their own furnishings in the space. Excerpt from Ellie Blackmore's Hammer Girl blog. Two construction workers carried in the orange ladder, splatted with dried paint blotches and old drywall mud. The top of it nearly crashed into the new chandelier dangling 12 feet overhead in the foyer. Ellie Blackmore darted forward to prevent disaster. "Careful!" She moved under the glittering crystal light fixture so the workers couldn't come closer. Paint fumes stung her nose and mixed with the salty sea breeze blowing through the open door. This home was nearly complete. She'd start staging it as soon as it was cleaned and the ladders, scaffolding, scraps of hardwood, and cans of paint were gone. If luck was with them, she and Jason would make over $50,000 profit on this project. They already had 3 interested buyers, so she hoped a bidding war would drive the price even higher. The dark hardwood floors complemented the soothing gray walls in the open floor plan. She walked through the kitchen and touched the marble countertops, then snapped several pictures for her blog, Hammer Girl. Their clients tended to like genuine marble, high-end cabinets, and solid wood floors, and she was happy to deliver. She went to the first of the boxes the workers had hauled in and lifted out decor items. Though she'd have to wait for the cleaning crew, she could put the boxes in the rooms where she wanted them. Mackenzie, Ellie's younger sister, came down the hall into the kitchen. She looked like she was still in high school.